the man. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Silver fried tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't printed dirt.
Welcome back, little Toby Keith, Made in America, baby. So nice to go to that song from what we used to say, Looking for America. We're not looking for America now. We've got America back, baby.
Things are changing.
There's Timmy, Tiny Tim.
Good morning.
Shelzevik, our Talking Woodsman, Thinking Woodsman co-host. Here with Matty G and Peanut, and Chance Hollingshad is in the house with us.
Morning.
Yeah, Devil's Backbone Outfitters. And how can they find that information again?
Go to our website, www.devilsbackboneoutfitters.com.
And a little biscuit eater down at the end, Levi's joining us. How old are you, Levi?
Nine.
Okay. Boy, well, you're a big boy for nine, ain't you? You been lifting weights? No.
Getting ripped.
bump into him, cut yourself on his edges. Yeah. We got a really cool guest. This guy's a great friend. We hunted years ago down in Texas. We're going to talk about, guys, girls, bear hunting. In the Land of the Bear is a book. And bear hunting in Russia.
How cool.
Is that like the coolest thing?
Just traveling over
yeah,
there.
This guy, we hunted turkeys in Texas like 1909, I think it was now. At least it seems like it's been a while.
Polio vaccinations.
Another fellow outdoor communicator, known this guy for a long time. He's the first one to hunt Hawaii with John Spotty, and I went the year after.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How about that? Yogi Bear, huh?
And he go poke a Yogi out in Russia.
Well, we're going to talk about his book. Let's do a little intro for this guy. Here we go. Listen, to this.
He
says you don't have any gun.
That's when I grabbed the author of In the Land of the Bear, my friend Denny Gernick. Hey, Denny, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, I love that intro. My grandkids listen to that little song all the time.
Yeah.
It's funny that you would play that.
Of course we'll play that. We're talking about bears, Denny.
That's right, and it has been. I think it was 1910, I think.
Okay, I had the wrong date, Denny. I had the wrong date. Okay. Hey, by the way, I'm trying to get through this book. Great book. I've kind of flipped through it this morning again, and I love the part in here about you said you had a camp cook in Russia, like Bubba Gump. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah, we've had, I tell you what, the reason I wrote this book is people, when I'd go to these seminars and I'd go to sports shows and go to different places and talk about my experiences, and they'd all come up to me afterwards and kind of shake their heads and say, yeah. Denny, you need to write a book.
Yeah. In the Land of the Bear, Danger and Adventure, Hunting Brown Bears in Russia. And, of course, it's a Target Communications. You guys have worked together on that. And you get sent me a little deal here that says the first question everyone asks is if it's safe to hunt in Russia. And that's a good question.
Oh, yeah, especially nowadays with all the political stuff going on. And I always tell people that's exactly what it is. It's politics. Once you get over there, the people are people just like us. And they're glad to see us, and they're very helpful and very nice. And I've made some good friends over there over the last 27 years. And we've had, some great times, great hunting.
Yeah, that's the other thing that got me when I got your information. Of course, I've known you a long time, but it seems like you just went over there for your first hunt, and then I'm reading this stuff, 27 years. Are you kidding me?
I know what.
My
it's
goodness.
It's incredible.
This is good stuff. So you got this book out about the Land of the Bear. Tell our listeners that's listening the first time, finding out that you got a bear book in Russia, hunting Russia. Tell them just a little bit about the book.
Well, like I said, I got this thing going. I as you know, I did a lot of writing in my career. I worked for Field and Stream and Turkey Hunter magazine and a bunch of other places. And what I would do is, I got invited over there by Gorbachev in 1991. They were trying to open up to the West and get tourism going. And so I started writing. Every time I went there, I'd write a story for either my newspapers or some magazines.
Right.
Then I start filming, and I had a good library of stories all set. And like I said, people kept saying, "Denny, you need to write a book. I mean, this is incredible." And so I just gathered it all together, and it's kind of starts out with Journey to the Evil Empire is the first chapter. It starts out right when I started this whole thing, right down to just a few years ago when we been bear hunting over there. So during that time, I've met a lot of really cool people, like astronaut Jim McDivitt, and I met a CIA spy plane pilot. I don't know if you got to that point yet or not, but Earl O'Loughlin, who actually flew spy plane missions over Kamchatka.
Yeah, and also, Denny, I want to tell the listeners, you had KBG agents there, too.
Oh, well, that's the second chapter, honeymoon KGB.
Right,
I was welcomed there by, I was first American over there, and in these places, and I was welcomed by the head of the Forest Department and the mayors of the town and so on, but I was escorted by the KGB, and my guides were KGB agents, and so you can imagine some of the conversations we had. It was pretty interesting.
Tell our listeners what kind of bear this is you're hunting over there, because they're familiar with bears here in the States, but what about over there?
Yeah, that bear over there is actually the same bear you find in Alaska. They call it a Kodiak bear there. In Russia, they call it a Kamchatka bear. Scientists say that some way back, some eons ago, there was probably a land bridge or an ice bridge across the Bering Sea, and these bears and moose and caribou and even the people have the same genetic code in Alaska as they do in Russia. These things all came over from Russia, so they're the same bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guide these hunters over there and take them over there for this bear hunt, and you set up a camp. And I saw some of the vehicles you were riding in and on to get back in there, and your camps you set up. It's got to be really unique to have a bear camp in Russia.
It really is. When you're sitting out in the middle of Siberia and you're sitting there thinking, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe where I'm at. And some of these camps, they actually have all their old barrels of oil and fuel. They have it lined around the camp with bedding and dogs in camp to keep the bears off you while you're hunting, while you're sleeping at night. I mean, there's just that many bears there. So, yeah, it's I've had them come up, sniff next to my tent, and do a bunch of stuff. I mean, it kind of blows your mind, so, yeah.
Well, Denny, what are the bear hunting regulations like in Russia? Are they more liberal than they are here in the States? How does that differ?
Yeah, it's quite a bit more liberal because they have more bears there. For example, some places in Alaska, you can hunt one bear every 4 years. In Russia, I can shoot four bears every year.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Yeah. That's because two-thirds of all the brown bears in the world live in Russia, and the other third live in Alaska and Canada, but two-thirds of all the hunters hunt in Alaska.
Okay.
So it's just a numbers game. There's just, I had guys go up this spring. One guy saw 50 bears the first day.
My goodness.
Just a lot of bears there.
I noticed, I read a note in your stuff you sent to me. You said you always like to hunt with somebody that runs a lot slower than you. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
back in the day when we did our turkey hunt stuff, I think we could both run pretty good.
Oh, yeah, we could then, but forget that now. I could run for a biscuit like we had this morning. I'd do a good job of that, Daddy. Yeah, that turkey hunt back then, that's when we was hunting with the White Systems, Tominator, or muzzle. You killed that turkey on camera with a muzzleloader in Texas. That was cool.
Yes, I did, the Tominator. I still got that Tominator
awesome.
In my safe. That's a cherished item of mine that I got from Mr. Ray I, that was a cool hunt. We had a good time.
Had a great time. So we're talking to Denny Gernick. He's with got a book with Target Communications, and his book is, I've sent it over here to Matty G, is called In the Land of the Bear. So, Denny, why don't you tell our listeners how they can order your book?
You can get that book through my website at dgoa.com. It stands for Denny Gernick's Outdoor Adventures. DGOA.com or at www.targetcommunications.com.
Yeah, that should be easy enough. So, they could be able to find that. Pretty cool. I think this is the first Land of the Bears Russian book I've ever seen. What do you think, Tim?
Right, it's kind of a niche. kind of a niche genre.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, I was the first journalist invited over there, and and when I got back, it hit all the newspapers and magazines. I mean, it was in the Chicago Tribune, the Denver Post, because I belonged to OWA, so I know a lot of people. And we did, as far as I know, the first TV show there. We did the first Russian video there.
So
we
cool.
Really opened that place up.
Yeah, and
so,
you went to Hawaii first and had hula girls dancing around you. I saw that video. Remember that? And then you had
this year you
go back for a reunion tour and you got Mike Kennedy in a hula dress with a turkey. That was different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's back when I was really heavy into the turkey hunting and I wanted to get a turkey in all the states have turkeys.
Yeah,
hunting. Then I checked Hawaii. I didn't even know they had them. All of a sudden, sure enough, they do. And my wife and I were going to do our 25th wedding anniversary thing there. And I says, "Well, you've got to give me a couple days to go turkey hunting." And then we had a great time with Mr. John Sabati, and I think that was the next year we had you come up and speak at a sports show here in Grand Rapids.
And I went and saw John the next year.
Yeah, we got to talking about it, and I gave you his number, and I went back for my 50th wedding anniversary this year and shot another one.
That's so awesome. All right, Denny, great book, brother. Great job on the book, and congratulations on that, and best of luck with it. And, hopefully we get some listeners here to be interested in reading about a bear in Russia. That's pretty unique.
Yeah, so cool.
All right. Well, cool. I appreciate you having me on the show, Ray, and I can't wait to get in touch with you again, maybe at the next NWATF.
Yeah, it'd be great. Be good to see you again, my friend. Great talking to you. Great hearing your voice. I had a few flashbacks when you started talking. That's kind of scary.
I did too.
Yeah, I bet you did. All right, Denny. Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Take
care.
Later, Ray.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Denny Gernick. And his book is The Land of the Bear. You could probably just Google Land of the Bear, couldn't you, and find that book?
Yeah, I'm sure.
We need to go to
InsideSTL.com, Eye on the Outdoors, Show tab.
Bam!
Segment
like
six.
There it is.
Weird.
Segment five. Seven, I'm sorry.
Five. Take us in a commercial break. Take us in a commercial break, baby. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.
I don't want to be a tiger, because tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion.
Hey, boo-boo.
Because lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your teddy bear.